A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Ayin Vav. Yevamos 76. A pagination is 151. We're dealing with a story in the book of Malachim in which we're told that Shlomo married the daughter of Paro. And the question is, how could he marry the daughter of Paro? She's not Jewish. So our Gemara, starting from one line up, tells us, Vayischaten Shlomo es bas Paro melech Mitzrayim. How could he marry the daughter of Paro, king of Mitzrayim? And the Gemara answers, Giyurei Gaira. He converted her before he married her. Asks the Gemara, V'lo kiblu geirim lo v'mei David v'lo v'mei Shlomo. But we know that the Jewish people did not accept converts, not in the time of David, not in the time of Shlomo, because the prosperity was so great that we were worried that people were converting simply because they wanted to enjoy the benefits of the Jewish people, and not because they're convinced that Judaism is the way to serve Hashem. Answers the Gemara, Midei hutaima l'lashulchan malachim. Let's think. Why was that restraining order put in place that they're not allowed to convert during the times of David and Shlomo? That's only because we're worried about prosperity considerations, and that's what was motivating them. Anta amad beis halotzrichalei. But over here, you have a convert who's not motivated by prosperity. She's the daughter of Paro. She has her own riches. And clearly, she's only adhering to the Jewish people because either she's convinced that it's truth, or because she's motivated by Shlomo and she wants to observe Judaism in order to connect with this wise man. But whatever the considerations were, it wouldn't have been covered by the general restraining order of David and Shlomo times. Now, this continues to be a very complex topic. One of the complexities, of course, is that she's converting for purposes of matrimony. And that's something that's dealt with the Rambam in Hilchos Issurei Biyah, where he discusses that if someone converts because they want to marry a Jewish spouse, how that's dealt with. Certainly, we're not encouraging that, and we're extremely cautious, but sometimes such a conversion would be effective. The Gemara continues on the complexity, though, and points out that even if she did convert, and even if the restraining order wasn't in place on her because she's the daughter of the king, and even if we are not worried by the matrimonial considerations in her conversion, there's an intrinsic problem with the daughter of Paro converting to Judaism and being married by Shlomo. Says the Gemara, V'tepukle, why aren't you troubled by the fact that Mitzris Rishonahi, she's a first-generation Mitzri? And the Pasuk tells us that a person, both man or woman, converting from Mitzri status is not allowed to marry a regular Jewish spouse during that first generations. V'chitema hanach azli la'alma v'hane acharini ninhu. And if you want to tell me that the original Mitzrim upon who the restriction was stated don't exist in Shlomo's times, V'atanya, we learnt that even in the times of Rabbi Akiva, there was such a thing as a Mitzri. Amar Rav Yehuda, Minimin ger Mitzri haya lichaver mitamide Rabbi Akiva. There was a person, Minimin, who was a ger Mitzri. Amar, he said, Ani Mitzri Rishon v'nasasi Mitzris Rishona. I am a first generation Mitzri status and I married a woman of the same status. I'm purposely going to marry off my son, who's a second generation Mitzri, to a similar spouse, so that as this progresses, I will have descendants that will be able to marry into the general Jewish people. What do we see from here? That the concept of Mitzri still existed in the time of Rabbi Akiva. Shlomo HaMelech is many generations before that, and the concept of Mitzri still existed in his time. Tosfos points out that there is a statement in the Tosefta that continues this story and actually rejects the concern that this Menimin had, because he thinks that he's still a Ger Mitzri status and he's trying to have it expire by the generations. But actually, Sancheiriv came and Bilbel Kol HaOlam. According to the simple understanding, Sancheiriv removed the different nationalities from their countries, and therefore, whoever you find in the place called Mitzrayim today is not a true Mitzri descendant. It's mixed up into the entire world. There is an opinion of Mitzrayim Shavu Lemikoman, that the Mitzrayim returned to their land, and all of that would be relevant in the times of Rabbi Akiva, but in the times of Shlomo, many years before Sancheiriv, this entire discussion is not relevant. In the times of Shlomo, there certainly still was a Mitzri restriction on a first-generation Mitzri. Amar Rav Papa answers, Anan Mishlomo Leiku V'Nesiv. You want to discuss Shlomo? Shlomo is a whole different ball game. Shlomo Lo Nosiv Midi. Shlomo circumvented this issue because he did not marry her. What happened? So we quote a pasuk over here, and the pasuk concludes with the words La'ahava. Shlomo loved Bas Paro, and as Rashi understands it, V'lo le'ishus, it was not a marriage, but rather it was znus. It was what we would call immoral conduct, unmarried relationship. And although that certainly would have a different prohibition regarding living together without marriage, but it wasn't the violation of marrying a Mitzri because he didn't marry her. Elakasha, but you're troubled by the fact, vayischatein, that the pasuk says there was a marriage. Mitoch ava yisera shoava malo lava kosav kiilu nischatein ba. Because there was tremendous love between them, the pasuk refers to it as nischatein. He became a chassan to her. He became married to her. But it doesn't really mean that according to our Gemara. This is all included in the complexity of what Shlomo did regarding wives. The main thing that's known regarding Shlomo is that he violated having too many wives. Lo yarbe l'chanoshim. He had too many wives, but included in all of that complexity is this question: how could he marry the daughter of Paro? She's a mitzris, and a mitzris specifically has restrictions in marriage. We're not just talking about taking too many wives from the Jewish people. This is very specifically something that's restricted. So our Gemara is answering, he didn't marry her. And if he didn't marry her, then it's not the violation of mitzris. It certainly is a different violation, a violation of unmarried relationships. The question that we wonder about is why Shlomo married foreign wives. What was his motivation? And one of the approaches mentioned in the Sfarim is that he had in mind that if he would marry this woman and father a child and raise that child as his own in the ways of Judaism, that child would be heir to the throne of the country, and he would then, once the child is grown, send the child to the country and affect what our tradition is would later be affected by Mashiach, bringing the entire world to universal acknowledgement of Hashem. Whatever his motivation was, according to our Gemara, he felt more comfortable with this unmarried relationship with Bas Paro than with any other way of going about this. And according to our Gemara, in the name of Rav Papa, that's what he did. The Radak in Malachim, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, in Malachim Aleph, points out that there's an opinion on our very page that tells us Rabbi Shimon matir es hanakevos miyad. Rabbi Shimon says that a Mitzri female convert is permitted right away. And the Radak says that it would seem that Shlomo HaMelech was paskening like Rabbi Shimon. And that's how he held, and that's how he was able to marry the daughter of Paro. Our Gemara is going the way we paskin, and we paskin that both male and female converts from Mitzri are restricted in the first generations. But if Shlomo HaMelech was following Reb Shimon, then Shlomo HaMelech himself would answer this question very differently, and he would answer that the daughter of Paro is indeed permitted because the restriction is different when it comes to the female, and she's actually permitted to him. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.